Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah. Episode 11.
Yeah.
Future Bachelor. We had to start this off with a vibe, right, B?
I love this vibe.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all home to me. Bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Episode 11, yeah. Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And yes, you have reached the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
That was Bring It On Home by Sam Cooke, one of the best singers ever.
Sam Cooke with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
Yeah, I made sure she wrote down the E.
I was putting it down. I was typing quickly.
But anyways, yeah, guys, you had to start off with a vibe. That was just how I was feeling, you know?
It's chill. It's kind of like the beginning, technically, like meteorologically.
Yeah, whatever that was.
I just feel like it's been a lot of
very exciting weeks of like a lot of friends and parties and all this different stuff. And I was just like, you know what?
Slow it down.
Just slow it down a little.
Slow it down. Oh, I feel like you can do a thing for that, but okay.
Slow it down.
But yeah.
Anywho. So. How you doing, V? How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah.
I actually ran into one of your besties.
Yo, you ran out to PG. What's up, PG?
Yeah.
PG, my friend Paul just moved here. We've been talking about it
literally
for the last couple
I
weeks.
Saw him like within the hour that he had moved down here.
That's so crazy. What a small world. I mean
not really.
Small.
Yeah, Atlanta
but, I mean,
is
there's
small.
So many places to go, and you guys go to the same place.
Yeah, I was like out for my friend Mackenzie. Shout out to my friend Mackenzie.
Uh-oh, hold on. What up, Mac?
It was her it's her birthday.
Okay.
And she we were out. She loves Edgewood and she loves Noni's. And so we went out to Noni's and I was like just out there with her friends and whatever. And then lo and behold, as I walk to go get another drink, who do I run into?
PG. Holy crap, that's crazy. So I'm like all the way in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino Resort for a bachelor party, and I get this snap, and I'm like, "What the hell?" Like, I was already feeling bad.
We looked so cute, didn't we?
Yeah,
that a cute photo.
I was
of
like,
us?
"Holy crap!" Like, I just wanted to be there, like for his first weekend, and they, at least you know one of the future bachelor hosts was there. So,
might as well if anybody's to welcome anybody.
Yeah. It would be
it
me.
Would be
but yeah, so I went in and I did a little gambling this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not me personally, because I don't like to gamble too much.
I don't love gambling either. And I'm going to Vegas in like a month. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm just going to be there. Plus, I'm a girl,
well,
so I
just
can get into everywhere free.
I get the excitement of gambling. Like, you get the money and all that.
I like,
so.
Games. Like, games are fun, but.
Nah, I don't really like games. So, I like, my thing is like gambling on the person. So, I found out the person that I wanted to like bet my money. And on Saturday night before we like, you know, we're winding down to go. I was
so like,
yo,
one of the people like at the party,
like
at
the
bachelor,
party. Yeah, yeah.
K-K-K.
Not just like a random person in the casino.
I was like, wait.
No, I Venmo'd my friend and yeah, he
You're
pretty
like,
much.
Here you go.
Yeah, he put in $100 and made me like $400 and Venmo'd me back the $100. I was like, oh man, this is crazy. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it worked
that's
out.
That's so fun.
It worked out really well. So yeah, the weekend was pretty cool. I was jealous that you weren't here. I wanted to give a quick shout out to my homie JT. It was his 30th birthday. I shouted out JT before. before, but it's his 30-30 triple X. I love you, bro.
Triple X, indeed.
Yeah, he actually, it sucked because he didn't, his, for some reason on Facebook, it didn't put his birthday. So, like, he was like, yeah, man, no one wished me a happy birthday. Oh, I'm like, dude, I don't think it's on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
That's how important Facebook birthdays
that,
are.
Honestly, Zuckerberg, you can't screw us over. Not like saying that,
like,
homie.
He was bummed that, like, you know, he didn't get all those messages, but it's just like, you know, no one knows it's your 30th birthday.
Oh, I live for the messages. Yeah, but I actually spend time on my birthday, like, going back and, like, liking and then responding to each one. If it's, like, just, like, an acquaintance, they just get, like, a thanks or thank you or, like, whatever. But if it's, like, a real friend, I'll be like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I love you.
Well, the thing is, like, I was out at the bachelor party and I didn't, and bachelor Facebook, stuff. I know when his birthday is, but it's just, like, I was, like, you know, long weekend and I didn't get the reminder on Facebook. So
yeah, long weekend indeed.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I just had my 30th birthday, so I know what it's like, you know, to get all the love and stuff.
It's not really, you didn't just have it. It was, like, almost half a year ago now.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks for pointing that out. What the hell? Why do you do that to me?
Actually, it's more than a year.
Okay, we get it, we get it. But back to JT. He just turned 30 this week, and I just wanted to, you know, make up for all that by dedicating this episode to his dirty 30. So shout out my homie JT. Make sure you go check him out on online. He's got a new production stuff going on all the time.
That's awesome.
He's one of my friends. But what do we got going on this week in the news? I mean, there's
a lot of quick hits for sure for us. Some recappers, some quick hits.
I don't
know
if we for sure have a topic of the week, but there's definitely like a lot of different things that we're going to hit on. And I hope you guys are, you know, along
for the ride.
Yeah. Whoa. And I thanks to everybody that celebrated with us for our 10th episode anniversary. Yeah. That was so sick.
Both of our moms loved it.
Yeah, that was dope.
And that's all that matters. Yeah.
We're still congratulating ourselves. But here we are.
Patting myself on the back. There you go. For you.
But yeah, so but what do we got for the quick hits this week?
Okay, so our, you know, future Bachelor podcast fave, Donald Glover.
Uh-huh.
His song This Is America, you know, one of our fave songs on our playlist.
Yep. Slapper.
It's a slapper. It's certified platinum.
Nice. Shout out to Donald Glover.
Yes.
He gets the cheer.
Childish. I guess technically that's Childish. But,
Childish.
You know, they're the same person, but different personas.
So that's cool. Donald Glover.
And then I guess, like, supposedly in the works, he's going to be playing Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Which
I think I heard he was pursuing it. He's like one of people on a very short list of people that want to play Willy Wonka.
It'll be interesting to see like how they remake that movie again, because like I'm definitely a fan of like the OG one from like the 70s.
Oh, hell yeah. I wasn't a fan of the
one with Johnny Depp. It was like it got dark and it got whatever. So I kind of am interested to see, but like
couldn't be as dark as the original.
But like the original movie, like it doesn't feel as dark, obviously.
Well, I think the Willy Wonka remake with Johnny Depp, it goes onto a little origin story of Willy Wonka, and I think his dad was a dentist, so but this one I think will go into the more origin story of Willy Wonka, and how he gets his chocolate factory and all that stuff.
Yeah, which I think just based on what, you know, Donald Glover has done with like Atlanta and like how beautifully done all those are, like written and just like produced and everything, like I would be interested to see like where he has like his hands, if anything, because I feel like he's not one to just like act.
I was trying to think who was like especially
if like he's gonna have that big of a role, like in Solo obviously like he didn't have a huge
it's supposed to be a TV show on the CW.
Yeah, interesting.
I know. Right now, the only show that I can think of that's great on CW is like The 100.
And I might have Riverdale? Riverdale is incredible.
Okay. Well,
no,
we each have a show. Each their own.
I've converted so many people to Riverdale. So.
What is that? The Archie comics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not with it. But
Zach Sims is with it. So.
Okay. Well, shout out to Zach Sims.
We're just shouting everybody out.
Yeah, everyone gets a shout out. You get a shout out. So we got that. Another quick hit we had was Drake still hasn't responded to Pusher T's song
as a battle song,
but he has responded to, you know, the picture that went circulating around it. So
he responded to that. That was by it was a back when he was like maybe like in his late teens, early teens. And the show even has like Jim Crow Couture on it, everything like that. It was done as a whole part of a photo shoot with other like young up and coming black actors. And it was just kind of like mimicking what they have to go through when it comes to getting roles and the whole idea of like what it's like being black in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And so like it was obviously like a very conceptual artistic shoot.
Just a mistake of just not knowing the climate of the world we'd be living in.
Well,
right,
yeah,
now.
Like, and it was, but it obviously was meant to be like a, you know, a
it's funny that they
commentary.
Like Pusha T, like how do you get those?
Yeah,
like, you
like
know
I don't
saying?
Know, like that's what I'm saying. I mean, like obviously Pusha didn't like find it. He like has people to like scrape the internet for shit like that.
I don't even think that's the internet. I think that's really just like a
the
higher
right connections,
echelon
the right
of people
connections.
Like paying for, you know, this dirt on people. Like I heard there was money going around like trying to find dirt on each other. I heard that Drake actually has a diss that he's not putting out because he was told by like an OG of his is like Jay Prince.
Yeah.
And Jay Prince was like, dude, like,
don't put it out.
Yeah. There's too much money on the line with Drake and Kanye.
Well,
and
yeah,
stuff.
With all the different deals that they're trying to do, his album that he's trying to put out.
I'm just saying like Drake could probably like maybe not, might not have a lot on Pusha T,
yeah.
But he probably has a lot on Kanye. Like he probably hooked up with Kim or something like that.
You think?
Probably. I mean, that's. Damn. I don't think that's like that much of a surprise. But I don't even think like
I mean,
that
yeah.
would make that would mean anything to me in a rap diss though. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm saying he must have like really crazy dirt. Like where I don't know. Like something like it's already bad enough. Like you know we haven't even gotten into. I guess we could kind of segue. Well, we'll talk about it in a little bit when we get into Kanye's album
yeah,
that
yeah,
dropped
yeah.
this past weekend. But a couple other quick hits we had. I saw that Little Dicky actually. His show, he has a pilot that got picked up for
what
FX.
What kind of show is it going to be?
Well, I actually heard a little rumblings from him. He couldn't really talk about it in a couple of interviews back when. But the cool part about this is that it's being produced by Kevin Hart and Scooter Braun. And obviously, everyone knows who Kevin Hart is. Scooter Braun was the guy mm-hmm. that managed Justin Bieber. So... His
never
show got picked
never.
Up. Yeah. So his show got picked up. And I think it's going to be kind of like... not like autobiographical, but it's gonna be like a Little Dicky in the world.
Okay,
he's probably gonna be like a white guy trying to be a rapper, and how
okay.
ironic it is in mm-hmm. the world. Like, so I think that's what the TV show is gonna be about.
Cool,
kind of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm
yeah,
type
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
but like white rapper,
yeah,
guy
version.
Yeah.
I get you.
So,
I get you.
So yeah,
that
so
would
that,
be interesting.
Yeah, but speaking of Scooter Braun, actually, who's producing that show? He's actually producing another movie called an animated movie called Cupid that's gonna
oh,
be voiced
that's gonna
by
have Justin
Bieber. So,
Justin,
yeah, that's gonna be pretty interesting. I think like
that should be. It's. I feel like Justin Bieber's been lying so low since. I mean, him and Selena getting back together and then breaking up again, whatever. And then him, I guess, taking that picture with our boy Yodel Kid.
Mm.
But I feel like he hasn't been really out there doing anything.
I think
much.
This could be great because
so,
like
we'll see like how he maybe it's like
they're gonna blow up this cartoon and it's gonna go into like the origin stories of Cupid. If you think about it, that hasn't really been done.
No.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take and it's interesting.
It's gonna be about love. Like I think like it's
which
it
is
could
like
be
totally
big.
Like I feel like totally Justin's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
As
and
like
I think they're gonna style Cupid after like, you know, kind of Justin Bieber look maybe. He posted a picture.
Maybe
of
like
it.
Swoopy
well,
Justin Bieber.
No, like
oh my god.
His hair is like crazy. It's kinda like Guile and like
okay.
Street Fighter 2 or something. But it's
oh
really
god.
Cartoony, but he only showed like a sketch of what Cupid's gonna look like
cute.
From behind. So he has his like quiver of heart arrows.
Oh
and
cute.
Stuff. So check it out if you want to go see it. It's on Justin Bieber's Instagram. But so yeah, and then another little quick hit we had was
so
I'll let you tell this one.
Yeah, the Miss America pageant is getting rid of their swimsuit portion.
Well, I also heard that it's the first time it's the pageant's being run by all women now.
Yeah,
right.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And like this is just something. So like getting rid of the swimsuit portion is like one step because I mean that's not going to change all of pageantry because if you think about it, yeah, you can get rid of swimsuit portion, which they did for younger divisions, so like Miss Teen America and everything like that. They started to get rid of like
good because that's weird as hell.
Yeah, well, yeah. So and they usually do. Yeah, they usually do like you know athletic wear, mm-hmm. like whatever. And so it's just good that we're going to stop, you know, like for the longest time, like pageants have always just been about
beauty
and outward appearance. And they've been trying to, like, for the past several years, making it more about not the just canned like responses when it comes to like how they want to like help the community and things like that. It's like these women do like actual like longstanding projects or things like that.
Make changes in the world.
Like do different volunteering, or maybe they even come from a military background, or they come from like other different backgrounds where they are, you know, doing different things to help.
They're diversifying.
Like, they've like, yeah, they, yes, there's been a lot of diversifying, but it's going to be interesting, like getting rid of the, this portion is going to be like, well, our pageant's going to develop to be more, we're not getting one single type of like woman as much, you know, like these, all these women, even if they get rid of it.
But do you think people are going to watch it more?
I don't know. I mean, there's,
and that's just, I'm just like asking, there's like, you know, because if no one's watching it, there's not going to be,
I feel like,
really,
women,
right?
Are going to still watch it, because I mean, I think, and they're trying to rebrand like what pageants are. They're trying to make them more just like, these are like, you know, almost like honor competition.
Do you think they like competed with like a Victoria's Secret, like what are those, like they, I've seen like shows where they kind of do like the whole walk and they're showing a whole new line, like Taylor Swift is like performing.
Oh, the Victoria's Secret fashion shows?
Yeah.
Like, do you think the, it's models?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, like people can watch those, like, because like they're all in like lingerie and stuff like that. Now, yeah, it's like, what are they gonna have to do? Like, yeah, like what do they answer? Questions like, do they do a talent? Like,
well,
you know,
I mean,
still,
like Miss America, yeah, they do their talents. They have like their different thing. They have like their different question and answer portions as well. But I'm interested to see how this will change pageants, because like, obviously you have to win a certain amount of pageants to even be then like, you know, to be the one who you're then Miss, you know, Miss Georgia or whatever, because like you have to like beat out, it's like, you know, a bracket of sorts. You have to beat out all the different divisions within your state to then win that. And so my thing is like, are pageants going to change from that level down?
Yeah.
Where you're like, are we going to start seeing women of more different like body types? Because I mean, if you look at these women that have been in these pageants for the past, you know, even couple years when they've been diversifying, they all have pretty similar body types. They're all pretty much like,
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, I don't think like the body types are going to change. I don't think
that's what I'm interested,
yeah,
to see.
I think you're bringing up a good point. I don't think it's, you're going to start seeing like big women or anything like, yeah, that, because like at the end of the day, I mean, are they wanting to be in pageants? Are they going to go that hard as like someone that's like superficial and like,
I mean,
been working towards it their whole life?
I mean,
and stuff,
but like, but you,
I'm not saying like they're superficial, yeah, but they care about their vanity and like, you,
well,
know, all that
it,
stuff.
And it kind of depends, because like I knew girls in college who, I knew like one of the Miss Missouri teens and stuff like that. And yeah, she was gorgeous, but like she also was like extremely like smart, extremely successful in a lot of different things, involved in a ton of different stuff, and made a lot of change like on my campus.
Yeah.
And so it's just interesting to think about how, like maybe
it's not easy being pretty.
Yeah. Well,
I mean that, I feel like I'll just say like, okay. I think that's like, I think it's a, I think sometimes like, you know,
I mean,
it's not easy being pretty mentally or physically, you
well,
know?
Well, yeah.
So
well, and I mean, and there's just
a lot
of, it
takes a smart person with some drive to like try to be the best version of themselves. They
it's
can be.
Just interesting because like a lot of these pageants or stuff is so that you win cash prizes or scholarships and things like that. That's what you're winning. But there's also kind of like a level of what amount of money you might have to put in to actually be in pageants, like for the outfits, for the whatever. Yeah. So it's just like an interesting, like, who's going to still be competing in these?
Yeah.
Who's going to still get the most out of it?
Now I'm thinking about it, there probably won't be that much change.
I
don't know. We'll see.
I know.
We'll just have to see what
we'll
happens.
We'll have to see.
But I think it is an interesting thing that like they're doing it for.
Think about.
You know, like, are we not supposed to care about like beautiful bodies anymore? Like,
I mean,
I don't know.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think we can care about, you know, beautiful bodies for sure. But
yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it's like on both sides though. Like, I try to think of, I'm like trying to curve like the topic, but I'm thinking about like a girl that actually has like worked hard. Like, she does look good in a bikini,
yeah,
and she wants to like showcase this stuff. Like, you know, I don't think that that's bad. Like, you know,
no, like, and I think, yeah, like you should be like, yeah, you,
we
should.
Actually talked about this like, and like, you know, I've come full circle,
yeah,
like kind of from that stuff, but I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, you know,
yeah,
guys,
body
can
positivity
be,
in like all types of way. Like, if you like, you know, maybe, yeah, you're someone who body positivity can come in a lot of forms, and I think it come in forms of like being.
They could be doing it just like, you know, get their name in the news, like, you know, saying we're doing something different, and, yeah, and all that. So who knows? We'll see what happens with those. But another thing that we were kind of talking about, and I was gonna let you kind of dive into it a little bit. I mean, it's a really sad story, and I don't want to like dwell on it too much.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, of course. But
you know, I know it meant something to you. So,
and it meant something to a bunch of people. So Kate Spade passed away this week. She committed suicide, and it was, for me, I as a fashion follower and women's entrepreneurs and business leaders follower in general, she was one of like one of the people that I've always like looked up to in that space. Wasn't a girl who always like owned a ton of like Kate Spade or anything like that, but I did have like some pieces here and there, like whatever. But I just was like really inspired by like how she came up through like kind of like a journalism vein to then decide to like make handbags, like use that knowledge to like make handbags with her husband, and just like their partnership was interesting. And she, one of my episodes of my favorite podcast, How I Built This with Guy Raz by NPR, was about her, and it was just really awesome.
I might want to check that out, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. And she, it was just really sad for me to see someone whose brand and like her whole idea was like all about like love and light and like sparkle and happiness, like all of her products are like bright and colorful and joyful, like in like the whole brand of Kate Spade, even though like when she stepped away like to help raise her daughter and everything like that, like, but like all of it was like infused still and instills that way with her whole spirit. And it just like, for me, really made me think about how like some of the most, you know, happiest, carefree seeming people like are the ones that are typically struggling the most with different things. Like I think about like when we had talked about Avicii and just like how he
Robin Williams,
yeah, like those different things where it's just kind of like you just never truly know. And it's just, for me, it's like we have to definitely keep talking about mental illness so that there's still such a large stigma around it, even though like it's been more in the news now and there's just been more information about it. But it's still such a stigma where like some people are still so socialized to think that maybe they don't need help. They don't think that they need help or that this
No, the worst part is like there's a huge spectrum. So it's go from like a Kate Spade to like people hurting other people. Like you got your school shootings, and this is all like under the umbrella of mental illness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that is like the true problem that's going on right now. So I'm glad you actually brought it up, you know, and I didn't want to talk about it to like bum out people and be like, wow, this is a real, like, we're talking about first pageants and now we're talking about Kate Spade. But like the thing is that, like, I don't know, this type of stuff is actually important to me too. You know, I care about people. I care about, you know, people not feeling sad, I want people to feel included, and, you know,
as people feel like that they like are helped or seen.
I
think it's just so important to
me. You pass by people all the time, every day at work or something like that, and you're just like, oh, that guy's quiet, you know, I'll just leave him alone. But like, what does he go through? Like, I don't know. Like,
or even like somebody like who's maybe just like even some of your best friends, like, just like you just be there for some of your best friends. Like I've had to be there for some of my best friends recently when they were struggling with similar very very dark thoughts. And it's very emotionally taxing, but it's just important.
The thing is that, like, you know, I've had a friend that's committed suicide, and it was not that I didn't know he had problems. You just never know how bad it is. And like, you know, one night, you know, it's too late, and all you can do is just be like, I wish I was there more. That's all I ever say. Like, when I ever get down about it, I'm like, dude, I could have been there more. Like, and I don't know, like, you know, you can't beat yourself up about it, but all you can do is try and like, you know, see the signs and try to reach out to somebody. Like, when you, if you get that feeling in you, like, I should probably say hi to that person or just see how they're doing. Do it. Just do it. Send them a text. Be like, how are you doing? Like, I was just thinking about you. Just say, I was thinking about you. And that would, like, you
sometimes
don't know.
Like, that's enough. Like,
that might be enough.
Like, that's enough to, like, just, you know, sometimes people really think that nobody would care.
What I try to do is, like, we were talking about the Facebook, like, birthdays
the
and
birthdays.
Stuff. Well, the thing about it is, like, it's important to me because, first of all, I've been doing a thing on my Facebook where I'm trying to clean up like people I don't know or care about.
Yeah.
So if I don't know who you are when I click on you and it's
all
your birthday.
All of a sudden, I'm not going to be Facebook friends with Cy. And it's like, I'm going to be like, where is
no, no, no. Maybe. But no. So if it's your birthday and I don't know who the hell you are, I'm just like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
I've done that so many times.
So I use the birthday thing to unfollow people. Yeah. Actually. I'm like, so many people are going to say birthday to them that they won't even notice I'm slipping out the back.
Yeah.
So I'll do it for that. But then I also do it to see what friends like I'm actually gonna try to like text or call.
Like,
I try to call
people reconnect
their,
with
yeah so it's like I try to call them on their birthday because it just goes so much further than just a
Facebook
comment.
Message,
and it's
yeah.
just like I don't think people go like that little extra step, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's like happened to me that I try to do a lot more now is like when people come and have stayed with me,
mm-hmm.
they've written me notes.
Yeah,
and I'll find them
I love seeing those whenever I'm here.
Yeah,
it always like kind of makes me smile. Like I don't even live here.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. I remember how that made me feel. Like my friend Jackson was the first one to do it. He stayed at my house in Orlando, and I just saw him this past weekend. But he left me a note, and I was like, wow, this is so crazy. Like I remember how it made me feel, and every time it's made me feel when someone's written me a note because I've let them stay at my house or because I did something nice for them. So now whenever I stay at people's houses, it could be just over in Edgewood, like my friend Brian, like the Pickets. I stay at their place and I like stay for maybe two nights because it's far away from my apartment, and I'll write them a note because, like, I don't know, you just show appreciation and you just mm-hmm. show that, like, that you care, like, you know. And that's two ways. Like if one day they're like, wow, Cy's acting different or something like that, he's usually so like positive and all that stuff, it's because, you know, I try to build a good relationship with them, you know, and people and stuff. So it's a heavy topic, but
mm-hmm.
This podcast is definitely here to support people
that
need it, and you know, all that type of
stuff. And so, if you notice, like, we don't want to get into any like details because I was just really upset with how this was covered, and that I felt like a lot of news outlets were getting into details that they didn't need to get into about the situation, and we're kind of using them as you know, traffic drivers and clickbait and things like that. And it's just really important to like make sure that if you know like maybe something is going to be triggering to you, not to consume that. So that's
funny that you bring that up, because I was just thinking like before the podcast, I'm like, dude, we've talked about this before, but like I really like 13 Reasons Why, and
I can't do
You know, you're like, I'm like, you seem like a type of person that would watch that, and we talk about it, but you just don't like it. And I'm just like, all right, well, I get it. I don't get it, but I get it. Like, you know, people just have, I don't know if that's going to trigger you or not, but you know, whatever it is, you know that it's not healthy to, you know, watch it. So I respect that. And I think people need to do that a little bit more, realize that some things are just not meant for like a person to do or see or hear, mm-hmm. you know. So
especially in the world where like we just are so information heavy that we want to be on top of everything. And mm-hmm. it's like sometimes it's like we don't need to be on top of everything. Like sometimes we can take a break from different
things. Yeah, for sure. Well, as a segue, I mean, mental illness is pretty prevalent in a lot of aspects of pop culture these days. And this week, Kanye just released his album.
Yay.
Anticipated 7 songs again, like Pusha T's album.
Mm-hmm. Which the same like 22, 23-ish minutes.
I think it was like 17, actually.
I think it was 23.
Was it? But yeah,
looks up Spotify
either way, but yeah, so he pretty much talks about a lot of mental illness on that, like, I like it. I like the album.
I liked the album. Mm-hmm. I listened to it one time through and I was like, okay, this is good beats and things like that, like I'm here for it. Wait, I want to see if I was right. 23 minutes.
Damn, okay.
You're like, damn, Veronica's right again.
I know, she's always right, but I'm just saying, like, I must have missed a song. Stop counting.
I liked it. I liked its beats. I thought, you know, the first listen or two through, I was like, this is important that, you know, we're hearing from, especially, like, a black man, because black people typically, like, there's such a taboo and stigma, especially around mental illness for black people, because of just like the idea that they're supposed to be strong and they're not supposed to struggle or outwardly or anything like that. I've had many of my black friends talk, you know, candidly about how, you know, they've either struggled with like confronting their own mental illnesses or different things like that, or like seeking help when they needed it for like, you know, therapy or different things, just because it's not, that's like not what they're socialized to believe. It's just a little bit different, and like different privileges and things that are held within, just, you know, stereotypes of like how they behave and things like that. Mm-hmm. But so I thought, I'm like, okay, this is good. This is important. But then even like the more I listened to it and more I read about it, I just have like some icky feelings about how a lot of his songs were framing women. And a lot of it, like some of it, like, you know, was like, this is for all the women who like stayed like through the different, you know, the struggles, or like stayed when the whatever. But it was like kind of more like it, the way that he framed it was more like, but you couldn't leave. Like, it was just, it was interesting for me to like hear it. Just,
was that the one about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. It's just like,
wouldn't leave.
Yeah. But like, but if you like, when it yeah. And
well, I didn't, the thing, that's the thing with Kanye that I think we've talked about before. Like, I don't read too much into it, because if I get into the weeds, like, I'm gonna not like him, you know.
But yeah, no,
if I listen to the surface level, like the beats, what I originally love Kanye for, and
which,
vibes,
but which I think is valid, because that's what I love him for too. Mm-hmm. And I think I can enjoy his beats and like his melodies and like his music and the art that goes into how he makes music, because it is always innovative and it's very well produced, and like he is a genius when it comes to making music. But I think we can do that and praise him for that part, but also be critical of the messages that he's putting out.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I can't really, like, I can't even really decipher through what he's actually trying to say or do. But all I know is that the album cover was like a picture of like mountains, and it says, "I love being bipolar," or "I hate being bipolar. It's awesome."
Yeah.
Which is kind of like,
that's like deep as hell.
Deep as hell. What the
heck? Honestly.
Where did he get that?
Yeah.
I just got it, actually.
You just read it now.
Did you see that,
like,
my face?
I saw his. Okay, I wish people could like see your face, because you're like, yeah, the
I was about to say how dumb it was.
And you're just looking at it. It's just like, you know, this stupid. I knew you were just about to be like, oh, it's like whatever. It's like really bland or whatever. It's really random. And I was like, he's going to get it.
I just got it.
And then you just
got it. I hate being bipolar. It's awesome.
Like, isn't that wild?
So, oh my, like, God.
Incredibly conceptual. Like, he really, you know, I do want to praise him for just the art that he makes, but I think we have to be critical of not letting some of like the stuff that he says just, you know, fly under the handle, because I mean, it's just, a lot of it was a lot of toxic masculinity. And there's an incredible thread on Twitter that I retweeted a couple days ago. It's by, I'm going to probably butcher her name, Shamin Suleiman, at Shamin Suleiman. And she kind of breaks down a lot about how his different tracks kind of just bring up how masculinity is such a large part of American culture, and about how, you know, it's all about how he's viewing the women in his life. And like the one song that's kind of more about North, and how he's like pretty much like telling her, like, don't do stuff to have your body be sexualized, is also like, it's like, why does it take you to have a daughter to then like realize that you should respect women, you know? Like, it's just kind of it's just an interesting thing to think about.
Well, that actually reminds me of something that happened on The Bachelor the other day, or that kind of like,
yeah,
he was like, the guy is like, I want to treat like my wife like my daughter, my mom or my sister,
and it's like, why do you have to frame women through those very specific roles, yeah, for you to respect them? Like, why don't you just, yeah, why don't you just respect women?
Yeah.
So,
but no, but you know, like I said, I for me, I know that online goes crazy these days and dissects every lyric.
Of course. Oh yeah.
And they'll do it, and maybe he didn't even mean that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's,
which, of course, I mean, like, he, like, we don't know exactly what he means.
And I don't care, actually. I'm just going with the, yeah, I don't need to pay because I'm
on. Do you want to play a little tiny clip?
Yeah, why not, dude? All right, this one's going to be our slapper of the week, but I have to play it. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's a good song. We'll put it on the playlist.
Yeah, it's already, like, on there.
Yeah, good. I mean,
well, it features Jeremiah and Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah,
it's
so
really good.
Yeah, totally vibe for our playlist.
Okay. crazy, I'ma do it on my top. Get the rubber on my lap, get the chili out the back. Woo! All right, so that's all we're going to get because they start getting pretty.
Tease. That's because some of the language gets a little.
Yeah, actually, that was already enough. Like, I was like, oh, no, sorry. But I think we ended up picking a better slapper. We'll talk about that later. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think, like, for seven songs, it is what it is. It's nothing, like, crazy forever.
It's nothing.
Like,
it's incredibly well made.
Yep.
I will say it's incredibly well
made. He made it right after the TMZ thing. I heard he scrapped whatever album he had, and he made this seven song
Are
album.
You serious? Yep. I didn't even know that.
Yep. I heard this has all been done just like the whole album he'd been talking about completely scrapped it because he was talking about other different things and stuff. He was like, I can't. I think it was like, I mean, even in that song, like that Wouldn't Leave song, he talks about like how like he got like, I was reading how Kim Kardashian was like not liking, like she was like, what the hell? Like he showed her that song like at the very last second.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how like, he's like, when she called, my girl's calling me up, like, what are you saying right now? We're going to lose it all, like, you know, and all this stuff. And now, you know, I'm sure she likes how he's talking about mental illness and bringing attention to it. But I do see your point, and I feel like he's using it like it's like some type of like superpower or something like he's using it to like to make more different types of music
like,
and shit.
To do that and also just to like almost like just – negate any you know any ways that like he's like either treated women or that he's talked about women and like
any responsibility
just I guess listen to the album
and that song is hot as hell. I don't know,
that's a great song. I enjoy it,
and I actually my favorite song, like I'm not gonna lie, is the first song where he's just talking. It's called I Thought About Killing You, and he's just like keeps saying, he's like, you know, I like myself, I love myself, so
yeah,
you know, I thought about killing you.
they're all heavy. Like they just really, as most art should make you do, they make you think, and they make you like really.
It makes me think. I'm like, where is this guy's mind? And that's like the funnest part about it to me. So I actually enjoyed it. I get why, like, you know, people wouldn't like it, and people haven't even listened to it. Like they're like, nah. They gave up Kanye, like they gave up The Walking Dead. Like they're like, oh, this
LOL, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, this is just like too much violence. You know?
We're over it.
Yeah, they're just like, nah, I'm not going to watch the rest of it. But so, yeah, go check it out. Ye dropped his album, another seven songs. I'm sure there'll be people that liked it. That song was hot as hell. So,
yeah.
So
you had just brought up, you know, Bachelor folks.
Yep.
And now it's that time.
Yeah, it's bachelorette time. I'm not too impressed with the guys on this season.
I'm gonna be honest, like I don't really love most of the dudes on this season. They are all childish babies. So
well, like, to me was the beginning was where the dude won the challenge and he got a
Lincoln.
Picture with he's a black
he's the
guy
Nigerian
with an accent.
Guy,
an English accent. And, he won a picture of him and Becca, and she gave it to him.
Yeah, so the whole challenge was like, you know, they did. Like whatever stuff, it's like very wedding themed. Becca keeps wearing
like
white
ball and chain, like, you know.
And Rachel and Brian were there because they're trying to stay relevant so they can keep being influencers.
I thought that was a pretty good point. Yeah. Like they're trying to keep
them relevant because they don't actually get paid to be on the show, but they're gonna get paid because they're relevant still.
Yeah,
and they'll make money other
ways. Faces on TV.
Yeah,
you don't get paid to be on the show.
No, not I'm about to read this book called Bachelor Nation, and it talks all about like kind of that behind the scenes stuff.
All right, can I have it after you?
Yes.
Cool. Or could you just read it out loud and record it?
Yeah, so. I was about to say, I'm like, you don't remember we talked earlier on this podcast that you don't know how to read.
Yeah, I just showed my cards right there. But so pretty much. He gets this picture and he puts it on the table, crushes the rose a little bit, but they're like, whoa, and that was like the beginning. They're like, dude, we don't want to see this. All the guys start freaking out about this
picture.
Well,
yeah,
picture.
Because then he starts like...
He's proud of it, whatever. It's a picture.
But then he's also
if
being like...
If I was
like,
there, when I'm the future bachelorette...
When
or
I'm
bachelor,
the future bachelor, he says,
when I'm
everybody,
on a future bachelorette...
And I'm running this podcast alone.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to be doing the weekly countdowns until I'm the bachelor. But if I was, I'd be like, guys, leave him alone. It's just
but
a
no,
picture.
But then he was being weird about it. He was like kissing it. And
who
he was
cares?
Like talking to it. He was,
do you remember when Josiah won that, like, they won like a trophy and he was like drinking out of it. He's acting like a king.
Which is like also like, which it's he was.
They
he
were
was
just
doing,
not, they were just not liking it.
They were too, he was doing the same thing.
You showboating. Like,
well, and then, you know, all these men are childish. So then Connor was all like, I've had enough of him in this picture, blah, blah, blah. And took it and threw it into the pool.
Yeah.
And so, like, then, and then, like, Lincoln went and cried to Becca about it, and then he also like the next day cried about it. Like homeboy
yeah, I think
was
the
like
crying about it
feeling
the second
some
day
kind of way
was like probably too much.
It
but
was excessive.
Like the first time, I think he did it really well. He's like, dude, I'm gonna need another pitcher. I'm not gonna lie, I love that pitcher, but this asshole over here threw it because he got jealous,
which was childish. Like they were both being immature.
I would just be like, dude,
ways.
I was like really proud to have it. I might have kissed it a couple times, and you know. I put it down on the table, and they were just getting really upset about it. I had nowhere else to put it. Where do you want me to put it? My pocket? Like, I loved how he said that. He's like, where do you want me to put it? My pocket? I got to set this pitcher down.
Yeah.
And it was not even facing them. It was facing the other way. This guy was just being – they're all being assholes.
And they were all being childish. And then Connor did, like, apologize to – he's like, wow, I feel embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, you should. You guys are all idiots.
Yeah.
But thank God neither of them got the rose for that night. I think Jean Black or Jean Bach.
Two black guys got the roses this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And made out with her.
She's making out with everybody. But as I've said many times before, if I were the Bachelorette, so would I. I mean, that's like what the show's all about.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool because like I liked how in Rachel's season it brought more diversity to the to the whole.
Yeah. ABC's
you know,
like, shit, we got to keep this going.
Yeah. And it's cool that Becca is like really giving everybody a fair chance.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not she has her eyes on.
Says the future bachelor because he really just wants to be the future.
Yeah.
Brown,
yeah
she's
yeah.
like, I like that.
I like how
you
she's
know?
Like, you know, loving Browns and like, you know, loving all that. So, but yeah, so I think it's pretty good. Another revelation that came out of it was Homeboy that dated the Olympic.
Allie Raisman. Yeah. Which foreshadowing?
Yeah,
so
foreshadow. We'll
later.
Get back to this. Yeah,
but, Colton.
Yeah. But Colton.
The virgin.
Ex-pro NFL player. This guy is crazy. Who is
like,
he?
His laundry all these list. I know he's dating all these people. I guess he had a fun weekend or like briefly dated Tia, uh-huh. who was one of Becca's close-ish friends from when they were their time on RE season. So like
she's hot. She's actually Raven's friend.
She's Raven's friend from, Wiener, Arkansas. And
why can we not laugh when you say
we're adults. but it's just so interesting because Becca was so upset about it, but it's also like, think about it, girl. Like half of the dudes that are on your season right now are about to go date probably half of your friends from the show on Paradise.
Yeah, no, but I think it goes a little deeper where they think that he was like, he had applied
like,
for the show because he thought Tia was going to
be the
Bachelor. Like they were like thinking they were going to like, don't worry, you go on. I'll have all these guys, but you're the one that I'll pick.
Yeah.
At the end.
So yeah, which is that's shady if that is like what his.
Well, we'll
is.
See what happens because Tia's on the next episode.
Yeah,
it looks like
hey. I know, but I'm interested for someone who like
they didn't have sex or anything.
I guess not. Supposedly,
and he hasn't even. I love this guy has so many like layers. Like he's like, I got to talk to you about something, and he didn't even talk about like how he dated like. A famous Olympic.
Yeah,
like,
maybe Allie Raisman was kind of all like, if you mention my name, like I'll have my lawyers after you. Like I feel like people know.
Yeah.
But maybe like she had something.
Or the fact that he's a virgin. Like he's not even promoting that. That's not even like what he's like trying to do. Which makes me think, is he a virgin?
I'm kind of interested.
Know.
Yeah, especially the way he described fun weekend with Tia. I'm like, What does that mean, homeboy?
BJ's.
yeah, probably, yeah. I'm a
saying.
Virgin, but...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah,
okay.
So what else we got on there?
Random other things. So, like, as I just said, like, you know, you don't really get paid to be a guest on the show because you're usually just promoting something. Like, mm-hmm. that's like... But Lil Jon was on for one of the dates. The one-on-one date.
Okay!
With Blake, who looks like Johnny Manziel. And Sai doesn't know who Johnny Manziel is because he doesn't know anything about sports. But Johnny Manziel played college football, was a big deal, played for the Browns, sucked.
Sorry.
Anywho,
I know the Browns suck. That's for sure. I know that for one thing.
Right? But yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty
okay, cool. Yeah.
But like, so they did this whole date where she smashed everything related to Ari, which like, oh, we get it. Is like this gonna be a thing?
Turned down for what?
Yeah, and so he bumped that song, which is like 5 years old. I was about to be like, maybe he's gonna mix in like a new song that he's got, like or whatever.
No.
But no. Lil Jon was just there to literally be Lil Jon and play Turn Down for What.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. They like actually had the couch that he broke up with.
Yeah,
on.
I thought that was hilarious. But it's like...
they keep bringing up Aria, which kind of sucks.
It does suck.
Because like she went out on a date and she's like, the last time I was on a date was like with Aria or something.
I feel like... But I feel like that's how it always is. I feel like when it comes to the Bachelorette seasons, it's always like you have to like bring it back to the dudes. Like it always has to be brought back to the dudes. Like the guy who broke up with them, blah, blah, blah. Or like whatever. Even when it was the season where...
Well, especially now when... Yeah. Well, I don't know. They did it with Ari in the beginning of his season. They kind of try to make everyone remember.
Yeah, but nobody barely even like they. Yeah. Then they barely brought up. I don't even remember what her name is. Emily, was that?
I think that was it.
Then yeah,
we've really changed. Dude, if you listen to like episode zero of this podcast, and like if you just listen to that last statement we just said, we have really changed this podcast around. We're like,
well, you would have had like detailed annotated notes. Yeah, it'd been like Emily last four watches.
Nah.
Yeah. Anywho, in general, I'm just not loving these people. Also, they're doing Becca no favors with the outfits they are putting her in.
I like them. That red jumpsuit.
Okay, the red jumpsuit was the only good outfit from that episode. All the other outfits are way too. They're either like I feel like
shiny.
Yeah, but they're trying to like they look so dated. They make her look older.
And maybe like she, how doing, old is she?
She's 27. And they're putting like...
I think she's hot. I don't know. I think she's killing it. Guy's perspective.
Well, the other guys I've talked to don't always think that.
Oh. So. Was their girlfriend around?
Well, no. But like David... Okay, David would... Oh, like David is like outwardly like, oh, that chick's super hot. I'd get with her or whatever when his girlfriend Katie is around. So.
Whatever. But yeah, so... I don't know. I think she looks good. When she walked out in that red jumpsuit, I was like, oh, damn. They got the real low cut going on.
The jumpsuit was cute, but, like, they've been putting her in so much white for this whole, like, marriage theme. Like, you know, left at the altar vibe.
Ridiculous.
I know. But, like, they also just, like, they're accessorizing her wrong. They're putting her in this weird makeup. They're just doing her hair badly. Like, I don't know. But I did love her little metallic shorts from... the dodgeball date. I was like, I would love those. And I have more of a booty than her.
What about
so
this guy, Jared?
Jared?
Or was it Jared? Or what's the guy's name?
Which one?
Jamie. The guy that came out in the underwear.
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan,
the male model. So, like, he is, like, ridiculous. And he's like, let me show her my real personality. And then goes out, you know, just in his boxers. And I was like, I'm so confused. And of course, like all the dudes, like all their like little confessional like things being like, yeah, you know, like Jordan came out here with like nothing on. But like they were all like just dancing around the yeah, did you see him? I mean, I don't know, bro. But it was like ridiculous. Like they all like wouldn't look at him like masculinity like is so fragile.
I feel like this kid, what's his name? Jordan? Jordan and the kid that came in the duck suit and they were having a problem.
Chicken.
I think they're going to get in a fight.
Chicken guy. Yeah,
I think because they show like the whole like ambulance scene.
Yeah, Chicken guy was hating on him hard, and he's like, "Oh, the maturity and whatever." And I'm like, "Bro, you came in a chicken suit."
Yeah.
Also, like nobody on this show, none of these men are mature. All of them that they keep coming each other being like, "Oh, the immaturity." I'm like, all of you are freaking idiots. Like you are just all man children.
Man children. I love that. But yeah, so...
I'm out here just looking for Joe, the grocery store guy, still.
He's long gone.
No, he's in Chicago.
Let him
Becca
go.
Becca was just in Chicago this past week, and they met up at Bloomingdale's.
Becca, like the Becca, one that broke up with him?
Yes.
And why did they do that?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be on Paradise because he was in Bloomingdale's trying on swim trunks.
Wow.
Paradise.
That's a reach. But, okay, well...
Watch him be on Paradise. This is a prediction. I'm putting it on her.
Of course he's going to be on Paradise. Or they're going to try to get him on there. Everyone
loves Joe.
I'm
about to put it on there because you're like, meh, meh, meh.
I don't feel like that's, like, a prediction, though. I feel like they always pick, like,
okay,
most
well,
of the guys.
Can I just put it on there so all I right, could say I'm yeah. right? Because you are always the one that makes the predictions, and I just want to feel included.
Okay. Put it on there. But, yeah, so that's pretty much all we got for the week.
Like, Veronica sucks.
Yeah, put that as a prediction.
Veronica sucks.
No, but...
what?
I kind of want to talk about our slapper of the week. We showed you the song we wanted out of slapper of the week. I'm actually now choosing, like, really happy with our choice.
I'm so happy with our choice.
But the cool part about the slapper of the week is that
you introduced me to it.
She hasn't even heard this yet.
Which, like, as a Cardi B and Maroon 5 fan,
yep,
big of both. Like, I don't. How did I not know?
Yeah, so this week's slapper of the week actually comes to us from Maroon 5, featuring a rap verse from Cardi B.
My girl.
It's a slapper,
that's for sure.
So why don't we just get right into it and let these folks know, you know? Here we go. Slapper of the week is Maroon 5, Girl Like You, featuring Cardi B.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
24 hours, I need more hours with you.
Yeah, Future Bachelors!
Spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us.
I love this song.
Me too, it's so good. I see you get by, like, goosebumps. It just kind of, like, it, like, gets me in my feelings a little bit.
Everyone, slapper of the week, like, let's go!
I need a girl like you, I need a girl like you. I spend last night on the last flight to you.
That's fine.
I took a whole day up, and now I get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Roll that backward, babe, and let me know.
You ready for that Cardi B verse? Let go!
Oh my girl, let's go!
Hey!
I need a girl like you, I need a girl like you, I need a girl like you.
Maybe you're 6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk.
All right.
Maybe I know you're the one.
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Woo!
Cause girls like you, but all girls like me, just sundown when I come through. I need a group like you,
Nothing long ago, I'm a dancing with bodies. No one's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too gay. But you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Whoa.
Oh my god, that song is great. Okay, and you guys have to watch the video.
The video is where it's at.
The video is where it's at. So, like, they bring in all these girls, like, everybody. So they have Camila Cabello, they've got Phoebe Robinson, they've got Ellie Raisman. Looking like a freaking badass.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
Sarah Silverman, Gal Gadot, who Cy loves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I?
Yeah, you love Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's Wonder Woman. She's so pretty.
Lily Singh, who is a YouTuber. Amani El Khat, I can't even say it, but she looks like a badass. She's an author. Trace Lissette, all ladies. Tiffany Haddish. Angie Rivera, Francesca Ramsey, who's dope. Millie Bobby Brown.
Hey,
our girl.
Millie Bobby Brown.
just like the teen we all wish we could be.
Yeah, I wish I was her.
Ellen, I know, Cardi B, Obvi.
Yeah.
J-Lo gets in at their end looking hot as ever.
Yeah.
One of our other faves. Chloe Kim, you know, Olympian, being dope. Alex Morgan, athlete. Mary J. Blige.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Beanie Feldstein. And then obviously he brings in, Danica Patrick. He brings in his beautiful wife, Bahati, and their daughter, too. Oh, and Ashley Graham. You love Ashley Graham.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Yeah, you love Ashley Graham.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Ashley Graham. Yeah, so that was our slapper of the week. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist.
I just thank you for introducing me to that beautiful song.
You're welcome. All you have to do now to listen to is listen to our playlist.
Which you know I do.
Yes.
Every goddamn week.
So we're going to be out of here with episode 11. We'll see you right back here. What's that?
We have some shout-outs.
Oh, we do? What do we got shout-outs?
I wanted to shout out my friend Brandon.
Okay.
Because he is always like a big podcast guy, and so he's listened to ours a couple times. Mm-hmm. And he introduced me to another cool podcast called Girls Gotta Eat, which I feel like is something our audience would like as well.
Really?
About ladies just talking about, you know, dating and sex and stuff like that.
I gotta check it out.
It's hilarious. Okay. It's hilarious. Definitely like girls that you would want to be friends with.
Okay. And I actually, yeah, you're right. I wanted to shout out all the people that got into our sticker contest.
Yeah, our stickers.
Yeah, so I actually ordered them. So they're on their way here. Guys, don't get mad if you don't receive them for like a month, because it's gonna take a while for them to get here, like a week or two. And then top of
but
that,
hey,
I'm gonna have to mail
like,
them out.
But then, yeah, which I'll help you with.
No, that's easy. But that's the easy part. But just waiting for them is like the what's gonna be the
but
time.
Then think about, but like then it's like a fun surprise.
Oh yeah, you're like, oh, I forgot I entered that contest. And the cool part about it is we actually got some cool people that did it, and you know, hopefully we it's really just like to spread the word, and
I'm
you know,
so
say
excited.
A little thank
yeah,
you and stuff.
put your stickers on
something
and
take a
people
picture of
will
it.
See yeah take a picture of it, tag you know, the Future Bachelor.
But yeah, show your support of the podcast by when you get these stickers. If you see them out and about, take a picture, show us.
If you listen to us,
it's happening. These stickers are coming. I'm getting, I got 2,000 of them, so we got a lot of freaking stickers.
And if you listen to us, you know, maybe you know, if you live tweet us when you listen, or if you're on your Instagram and you want to like just share you're listening to us, like posting to your story, tag us. We'll maybe repost you to our story.
Yeah.
And also make sure you're leaving us the reviews, the good ones.
Yeah, I want to start. We've been doing a lot of our Facebook, our Instagram stories. So I think that's been really helping to get the word out there.
And make sure you guys check this past week's Tipsy Talk on the highlights.
But yeah, so we do that. Shout out. Yeah, completely shout out to people that are, you know, if you're listening right now, you. I love you. I freaking love you.
I love you so much.
Yeah, if you're with somebody in the car and they're like looking at you like, oh my God, he loves you. I love that person too. Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And if that person's looking at you in the car because they're like, why are you forcing me to listen to this? Be like, but isn't it great?
Yeah. And you will get a sticker one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank you guys. And yeah, definitely rate and review, subscribe, tell a friend. We love you. And yeah, so that is officially it for
now
episode
11. Now we are
11.
Here. See, this is why you keep me around,
Si. Yep. And to do the housekeeping, that wasn't like sexist or anything like that. That's just what we call it in podcast terms.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They call it housekeeping, like all the
sure.
stuff that we missed. Oh, my God. That's not what it meant to be.
Well, you know, on that note, it's been a great episode 11.
Yeah, we'll be a great episode 12 next week, so make sure you guys lock in. I'm hoping to hear something from Drake, because, gosh, that
God
guy is quiet
it.
As hell
know, right,
right now. Jeez. All right, guys. Well, this has been episode 11. We'll see you next week. This is Future Bachelor. My name is Si.
I'm Veronica.
And we love you. Deuces.
Bye.
Bachelor Podcast.